Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of
Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is show number 115. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary, and on behalf of all of us here at the Disney Nerds Podcast, myself, Jennifer, Jimmy, and Ed, we wish you the happiest of holidays and the best for the new year. If you're new to the show, welcome aboard. And if you've been here all along, thank you. You make this show worth producing and publishing. Don't forget to check out the DisneyNerds.com and the Facebook group where it all started, Disney Nerds, all caps. While we're spending time with our families this holiday season, we thought this would be a good opportunity to take you on an audio tour of the Epcot 2015 Holidays Around the World celebration. Now, I call it a celebration, but it could easily be considered Epcot's third annual festival. Flower and Garden in the spring, Food and Wine in the fall, and Holidays Around the World in late November and December. So let's grab a holiday passport, explore the promenade, and collect as many stamps as we can while we stroll around World Showcase. With special merchandise and special artists' appearances throughout World Showcase, there's so much to see, including a special holiday presentation in every country. I won't have time to bring you all of them. In fact, the recording you're about to hear came from multiple days earlier this month, December 2015. There's just too much to see and do in one day. And that's what makes Epcot wonderful during the holidays. And it starts as soon as you enter the main gate. You're greeted by Mickey, Minnie, and Pluto topiaries dressed for the holidays. The Future World background music is all Christmas. If you've never been to Walt Disney World for the holidays, make sure you put it on your list of things to do. Now, let's start right in Future World, the Fountain of Nations stage. Here's a sample from the American Music Machine, live from the Future World stage.
Frog! 1, 2, 3, 4.
Santa Claus is coming.
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. Let's give it up for Raphael.
Santa Claus is coming.
Shannon, Omar, Johanna. And my name is Bryce. American Music Machine to you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you for joining us for the American Music Machine Christmas Special. From all of us at Epcot, we wish you the happiest of holidays.
That's a great start to our day. Now let's turn around and head straight into World Showcase. Right behind us, there are a few more topiaries, Donald and Goofy ice skating. And directly behind them and the monorail track is the Epcot International Christmas Tree, with holiday greetings from every World Showcase country. Now, in no particular order, let's start our journey in China for the Chinese Lion Dance.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the China Pavilion. As part of Epcot's holidays around the world, we are pleased to present the Chinese Lion Dance. The Chinese Lion Dance is a cultural tradition that dates back over 2,000 years and is performed during Lunar New Year celebrations and other important holidays across China and in Chinese communities around the world. The lion has come to represent courage, stability, and triumph, a kind of reassurance and symbol of aspiration for the people. Two performers bring the lion to life, and through dance and music, the lion is said to drive away evil spirits and negativity, bringing good luck and fortune to the community. Please enjoy this special presentation of the Chinese Lion Dance. Lucky food and will spread good fortune to all. The lion is tired from eating and jumping and tries to take a cat nap. The lion is wide awake now and continues dancing. Ladies and gentlemen, by meeting the Chinese lion, we hope that you and your family are blessed with good fortune and happiness for the holidays and all year long. Please meet our lion dance performers. For the next few minutes, we welcome you to take pictures with them. For everyone's safety, guests are not allowed on the stage.
Let's head to Germany, where Helga is about to tell the story of the first Christmas tree and the first nutcracker. It's also a great spot to grab some hot spiced wine and some holiday fruitcake and get the sticker for our Epcot Holidays Around the World holiday pass.
Do you know that many of the holiday customs and traditions that are celebrated around the world originated in Germany? Yeah, it's true. Christmas in Germany is absolutely my favorite time of year. It is so exciting. You should see the houses in Germany. We have all kinds of decorations, from candles and lights to nativity scenes and snow villages. We hang glass baubles and wooden craft and tinsel and ribbon. We love everything to do with Christmas. Don't you? Yeah. Now, one thing we ladies enjoy is shopping, yeah? I see that, shopping in the Weihnachtsmarkt, the Christmas marketplace, just like the one we are in. Now, I was doing a bit of my... Germany is famous for its decorations. Did you know the Christbaum started in Germany? The Tannenbaum, the Christmas tree, yeah? Would you like, Helga, to tell you the story of the very first Christmas tree? Yeah? Let me hear you, yeah? Of course, because I am going to tell you. All right. Once upon a time, there was a man named Martin Luther. He was a well-known minister who lived in Germany hundreds of years ago. Well, Martin Luther, he was out walking in the woods. It was cold and freezing, and he was praying and thinking about his sermon from Christmas Eve service, when suddenly he was overcome by the beauty of the starlight twinkling on all of the snowy branches of the fir trees. As the light from heaven sparkled all around him, he was reminded of the star that shone on the night the Christ child was born. Martin Luther was so captured by the beauty and imagination of the lighted trees. Do you know what he did? He cut one down. That is right. He chopped one down. He took it home to his children. This had never happened before. Now imagine their surprise when they saw their papa dragging in a big snowy fir tree into the parlor of what his wife was thinking about the mess she was soon to clean up, yeah? Well, they figured out how to attach little candles onto the branches, and once they were lit, it made the first Tannenbaum look like its boughs were covered in glistening snow, just like in the forest. The German Christmas tree is so famous, it even has its own song. Do you all know O Tannenbaum?
Yes.
Oh, good. It is one of Helga's favorite Christmas carols, and it seems to be the right one to sing now. Come, we shall sing. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, however green your branches. Now, the famous Nutcracker began as a German Christmas story. Oh, Helga loves this one. It is about a little girl, Claire, who gets a nutcracker for Christmas. But at night in her dreams, the nutcracker becomes real, and it takes her to the land of the sweets, where colorful candies dance for her. When I was a little Helga, about your size, I thought very big, and I wanted to have a nutcracker come to life, just like in the story. Since we are in the land where dreams come true, maybe you could help Helga bring her dream to life, yeah? Will you help?
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. Will all of you help?
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right. We're going to do this together, all right? I want all of us, we are going to use our imagination. And I want all of you to close your eyes. No peeking. No peeky peeky. I see you peeking, all right? We all close our eyes. Close your eyes, princess. We close our eyes. And now we are using our imagination. We have traveled to the land of the sweets in a candy-covered sleigh drawn by two snow-white horses with long white-feathered plumes dancing in the breeze. And as we are riding along, we pass the Weihnachtsmarkt, and all of the chocolate is all over the Christmas shops. We have white chocolate and peppermint candies and marshmallows, and Helga is enjoying the aroma of this dream. And now we shall open our eyes and see what we shall see. Nutcracker! Wishes do come true at Christmas time, all of you. We did it. We made our dreams come true. Nutcracker, I am so glad you are here. And I hope all of you have enjoyed experiencing a few of Germany's Christmas traditions as much as I have enjoyed sharing them with you. Peace to all of you and your families. And as we say in Germany, Schlaf in himmlischer Ruhe. Sleep in heavenly peace. Nutcracker, can you stay for a little while for picture? Oh, good. I shall stay also. If you would like picture, We're going to put all of you over here. Colin will help line you up and everybody will get a turn. And just for those of you who have to leave, I completely understand. I wish you Merry Christmas, Frühe Weihnachten. I shall stay for a picture, then I shall have to leave. All this talk of candy and nuts has made Helga hungry. Danta, thank you so much. Thank you.
Germany has a wonderful photo opportunity with a life-size nutcracker when Helga's performance is finished. Now let's head to Japan for the drama doll and the Chinese customs of the new year.
Before it's New Year's Day, on New Year's Day we will fly kites. On New Year's Day let's peek out. Please come, please come soon.
That's how we say Happy New Year in Japan. Akemashite omedetou gozaimasu. My name is Shizue. Yes, the old year is almost gone and it's time to welcome the new year. So even though it's a bit early, I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year. Thank you. Let's say it together in Japanese for good luck. Repeat after me. Akemashite.
Akemashite.
Omedetou.
おめでとうございます。ございます。
Very good, very good. いらっしゃいませ。 Welcome to the Japan Pavilion and our celebration of お正月. Can you say お正月?
お正月.
Very good. お正月 is a traditional Japanese New Year, which lasts from January 1st through January 7th. And today, I appear before you as a humble street vendor. But what I sell is a very important part of お正月. Hey, here it is. It is called a Daruma doll. He's rather handsome, don't you think? Yes, Daruma is like a good luck charm. As you can see, Daruma has no pupils in his eyes. The custom among the Japanese is to make a wish and paint in the left eye. Then, when your wish comes true, you must paint in the other eye. But what if your wish doesn't come true by the end of the year? Well, you can always try again next year because I got lots of dharmas to sell. Yes, yes, yes. Mini dharma, big dharma, lots of dharmas available. 1, 2, 3, 4. Dharmas available in time. Now, the legend of the dharma dates back to the 6th century.
Over in the United Kingdom, join Father Christmas as he rings in the season with traditions from the United Kingdom and good cheer, along with maybe some hot Applejack cider from the UK beer cart. This sounds good.
Oh, the sound of carolers in the street. It reminds me of a picture print. Vicaria and Ives. Yes, or oh, better still, a scene from a Christmas card. Oh, now there's a tradition that really caught on. Did you know that the very first Christmas card was sent in England back in 1843? Yes, arrived by post just last week. No. That original card caught the attention of an English gift book company who had 1,000 lithograph copies made, for which they sold for a shilling apiece. And the rest, as they say, is history. Oh, excuse me, hello. Oh, pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, there you are, sir. Yes, you, sir. I know what you are thinking. Yes, I do. I'm Father Christmas. Remember? You're thinking, enough about the cards and the carols. What about the mistletoe? Am I right, sir? Go ahead, say yes. I know you all do. Yes, there's one in every crowd, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I can't say that I blame you. The hanging of the mistletoe is among one of our oldest, and I might add one of our most popular traditions. It dates back to the Druid ceremonials of the winter solstice. Each time a kiss was claimed under the bough, I said each time a kiss was claimed under the bar. Yes! The young man would pick off a berry until there were no more berries left. So here's wishing you a bar full of many, many berries. Watch out for this one, you see. Oh, there are so many wonderful traditions that come from the countries of the United Kingdom, England, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales. Each have their own unique customs that make this holiday season a special time. Just as Charles Dickens shared the romance of a perfect Victorian Christmas with us in his writings, so too has the United Kingdom taken the customs and traditions of its countries and shared them with the rest of the world. Perhaps the immortal bard William Shakespeare said it best. Ever against that season comes wherein our Saviour's birth is celebrated, no spirit dare stir abroad. The night are wholesome. Then no planet strike, no fairy takes, nor witch hath power to charm. So hallowed and so gracious is that time. And so, my friends, on behalf of all the villages and towns of merry old England, he is wishing you a most hallowed and most gracious Christmas. Sing along with me, won't you? We wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry Christmas and a happy new year. Happy Christmas to you one and all.
In France, discover the magic of Père Noël and the joy of the season through a Christmas letter from a child. You can also grab some chocolate Christmas log and cinnamon ice cream with caramelized pecans. Get your stay up too. It's nearby.
Listen to my story of Christmas across. Bonjour. Can you say bonjour? Très bien. Well, as we say in my country of France, Joyeux Noël! Merry Christmas. Well, I have a question for you. Do you know who I am?
Yes.
Oh, I am not Santa Claus. I am called Le Père Noël. But like my brother Santa Claus, I am the good spirit of the season. And it's a joy for me to see all of you in such good spirits on this beautiful day. Well, I have another question. Have any of your petits enfants ever written a letter to my brother Santa Claus at the North Pole? Oui? Oui? Yes. How about you big people? You can admit it too. Well, in France, when a child writes a letter to me, Père Noël, and they include a return address, the French government pays the postage on my reply. Not too bad, huh? I tell you this, my friends, because I received so many letters. And I would like to share with you one of my favorites. It came to me from a little girl named Babette, who lives with her Uncle Louis and her big brother Francois on a farm near Le Beau in the mountains of Provence. And I hope it will give you a flavor of the holiday season of France. Écoutez. That means Lisa, she writes, Dear Père Noël, even though my big brother François says that Christmas is for babies, I look forward to la veille du petit Jésus and a visit from you. Well, of course she does. The watch night, Christmas Eve, is a magical evening when my family sits in front of the fire, sipping hot cider, and Uncle Louis tells us a story of the birth of the baby Jésus. She goes on to say that big brother François, well, he teases her about this. You see, he does not believe in Christmas. He does not believe in Père Noël, but for me, nothing can surpass the magic of the watch night or the fragile beauty on a child's face on Christmas morning. Alors, with Christmas still several days away, Uncle Louis will secretly decorate the Christmas tree, and Babette and François will set up the crèche. Do you know this word, crèche? Nativity scene, oui? It is one of the most important symbols of the Christmas season to the French. even if it was invented by an Italian. Oh, St. Francis of Assisi, so he's okay too, huh? Now, you know the little statues you place inside the creche? Mary and Joseph, a three wise men, little drummer boy. Well, in Provence, where Babette lives, it is also tradition to include statues of people from your village. The baker, the priest, little figures made out of clay called saintons, little saints. And Babette's wish for Christmas last year was for another sainton, another little saint, to place inside her manger scene, as if it were going to worship the baby Jesus. Last year, Babette was also finally old enough to go to midnight mass with Uncle Louis. Oh, my friends, it was très belle. Uncle Louis carried a newborn lamb into the church to present to the priest to symbolize the Lamb of God. He's then placed it in a cart, and Babette pulls the wagon all around the church for everyone to see while shepherds played hymns on flutes and drums. Now, after mass, it is home again for le réveillon, the big supper. Now, who likes to eat at Christmas time, huh? Yeah. Who likes to eat all the time? Yeah. Well, in France, it is no different at all. Babette, she feasted. She had a roast goose. She had a pâté. Oh, she had le fromage. Le fromage sounds fancy, oui. It's cheese, oui. And for dessert, the bouche de Noël, a cake shaped like a yule log. Even Francois likes that one, oh, magnifique. Then Babette will take the santon of the baby Jésus and gently place it in the crèche au pain. The last thing she does before she goes to bed is to take her shoes and place them by the hearth for me to fill with trees and goodies. So last year, Babette was a bit, what she would say, devilish, because this is the shoe she left with her man. Oh, this is Babette's shoe. She's a grand pied. Bigfoot. Now, the next morning is Christmas Day itself, and bright and early Babette, she jumps out of bed, she rubs her eyes, she tries to wake Francois. After all, she wants to see what Père Noël has left for her, but oh, Francois, oh, he takes his time. After all, he does not believe in Christmas. He does not believe in Père Noël, remember? And yet, when the children get downstairs to look under the Christmas tree, well, their eyes behold a magical sight. Not one, three. Three santons, even more than my little friend requested, eh? Only from Père Noël. One looks like Uncle Louis, the second like doubting Francois, and the third looks just like sweet little Babette herself. Huh? Oh. Now she concludes her letter to say, so you can see, I think Christmas is a very magical day. All I need is a Christmas tree, santon, and you, Père Noël. Oh, love Babette. That mes amis, I hope, gives you a small taste of the holiday season of France through the eyes of a delightful little girl. Oh, a sneaky little girl, huh? But a delightful one nonetheless. And do you know that just this morning I have received a letter for this year from guess who? Francois. Ah, and bless you, my dear one. Huh? Yes, Francois has come to believe in Père Noël just a little bit. So he was very high-tech with his letter. He emailed me. www.pèrenoël.com. Huh? What have you, mes amis? Do you believe in Père Noël?
Yes!
Do you believe in Christmas?
Yes!
Then can you wish me a Merry Christmas in my language? In France, we say Joyeux Noël. En trois, un, deux, trois.
Joyeux Noël!
Music to Père Noël's ears and to all of you. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Joyeux Noël, everyone!
In Italy, meet the kind-hearted witch, La Befana, who arrives on the eve of the Epiphany to grant gifts to good children and grab some pontatone, your Italian Christmas bread, while you're
there. If you'd like. Sit down. Stuff. You're more than welcome to come a little closer. It is great to have you all here. Everybody say, Buon Natale! Buon Natale! Oh, do you know what you just said. You know what this means? Merry Christmas! See, great! This is true! Merry Christmas to all of you! Ah, my name is La Befana, and I am a witch! Oh, but I am a very good witch, see? My name, La Befana, it means gift giver. So in my country, in Italia, I am the gift giver. So if you have been a very good little boy or girl, what do I bring you? Little toys, goodies, sweets, see? But if you have been maybe not so very good, what do you think I bring you then, huh? Coal, yes. You can ask him in the back about the coal. This is my story. Once upon a time, more than 2,000 years ago, I lived in a lonely little cottage on the edge of a great highway on which many caravans of camels passed by all the time. You don't see too many camels these days, eh? But one day, I'm sweeping in front of my little cottage when a group of strange men come up to me. To me? La Befana. And they look very exotic, you know, from such a faraway place. They look very rich, dressed like kings and everything. And they speak to little old me. Well, you can imagine the words they use. Fancy words La Befana does not understand, but they're very excited. Oh, they're pointing this way and that way. And the one word I remember is Bethlehem. Do you know this place, the Bethlehem? You do? Well, it is very easy for you now to know about the Bethlehem, after all the stories, but back then, I did not know what the Bethlehem was. Well, the strange men, they speak with their heads. This La Befana understands, all right. They tell me that their big star in the sky was to tell that a great king had been born in the Bethlehem and how they had been following his star. And then I understand. Well, La Befana, she had seen this big star. That is why the sky had been so bright these last nights. And I was starting to get a little irritated because it was keeping me awake at night. Well, La Befana, she got so excited, so caught up in this story of finding this young prince, that the strange men asked me to come with them. And for a moment, I'm filled with such a longing to follow that star. And then I think to myself, what? La Befana, you are crazy. Camels, stars, strange men in the middle of the night. Maybe not such a good idea, huh? And so I said to the men, no, I am sorry, but La Befana, she cannot go with you. And so the men go to the Bethlehem without me. But I stand outside for a while in the night, and I watch that star, and I wonder. A few days later, a young shepherd comes running into my village. He comes right up to me, and he says, hey, La Befana, how come you're not going to the Bethlehem? Everybody's talking about that baby king that has been born. Oh, born in a poor little stable. But La Befana, everybody is saying that he is the son of God. And just then, the sky opened up and is filled with the most beautiful light. Oh, La Befana, she cannot even look. It was as if the star of this baby king and just burst into glory. And the sound, oh, the sound of angels singing. So many, many angels singing like nothing I had ever heard before. And I know I must go to the Bethlehem. And so I run inside to find a little gift to bring to the special bambino. Oh, I had seen the fancy gifts of the kings and I did not want to go empty-handed. And so I look
Oh, in the search. But all I can find is a little doll made out of a scrap of wool. Well, she's better than nothing, I think. Oh, I am so excited. I will go to the Bethlehem. I will meet the special king. And so I run outside to follow the star. And it is gone. The beautiful star, she's gone. La Befana had waited too long. And now, I cannot find the Christ child. And so, for 2,000 years, I am looking for the Esso Bambino, for the Christ child. And on the eve of the Epiphany, the day the wise men arrived in the Bethlehem, I climb down the chimneys and I look into the faces of the children and I think, what if you are him? What if you are the Christ child? And you know, when they are sleeping, you think it could be so. And just in case, I have looked into the face of the Esso Bambino himself. I leave a little gift. Now you are maybe thinking this is a sad story, no? Oh, not so. No, in my country, in Italia, Christmas is a time of great celebration. Oh, it is the time to gather the family. The grandmothers and the grandfathers, oh, the aunts and the uncles and the cousins, and we cook, and we eat, oh, and we tell each other stories around the table, and we laugh. And the little children, the bambini, well, they play with the little gifts I bring them, and we sing, and we dance, oh, it is molto bella. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? See. Well, now I must leave you with what we say in Italia. Natale con I tuoi, Pascal con chi vuoi. How would you say this? You celebrate Easter with whomever you please, but Christmas only with your own. And with this I say Merry Christmas to you all. Buon Natale! Shall we say it together again? Yes, here we go. One, two, three. Buon Natale! Oh, thank you very much for making me a part of your holiday tradition this year.
So many things to see around World Showcase. A must-see is Mexico. Celebrate Feliz Navidad. Dancers from Mexico bring the colors and excitement of music, dance, and the traditions of the holiday fiesta. Grab yourself a sweet tamale at nearby La Cantina
de
San
Emilio. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Desde Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico, please welcome our two folklorico dancers, Teresa and Antonio. These beautiful poinsettia flowers you see here in front of you, which are native to Mexico, are an important part of Fiesta Navidad. As the story goes, Alfonsina, a young Mexican girl who did not have a gift to give at the Christmas Eve ceremony, remembered that even the most humble gift, if given in love, is truly appreciated. So she gathered together a bouquet of weeds along the side of the road. And when she placed them on the Christmas altar, they bloomed into beautiful red poinsettia flowers such as the ones we see here. This was truly a Christmas miracle, and the poinsettia became known as the flower of the Holy Night, or Flores de la Noche Buena, because of the way they bloom during the Christmas season. We would now like to perform for you traditional music and dance from the state of Veracruz. If you watch the dancers closely, they will create a bow with their feet. This bow has come to symbolize everlasting love, which we embrace during this holiday season. And for you now, Teresa and Antonio performing el son veracruzano, La Bamba.
Thank you. And broken, everything falls to the ground, and every child scatters around to get as much as they can. We're going to do things just a little bit differently here today. Whether or not we break the piñata, we're still going to hand out some treats to the kids anyway. So, let's break the piñata!
Gentlemen, we want to thank you for being here with us today. Remember, Christmas is a time for love and family and friends. We want you to have a Merry Christmas, a very Feliz Navidad, and a very Happy New Year for all from our Walt Disney family and from Mariachi Covene. But before we leave, we want to leave you with one more very, very famous Christmas song. Which one will that be? Feliz Navidad! Feliz Navidad to everybody! Please help us sing. We have the lyrics.
Feliz Navidad in Mexico. Now let's head over to Canada, where the Canadian Holiday Voyagers take us on a musical tour of Christmas in Canada. And they do it in the stage that was the Lumberjacks. No more Lumberjacks, at least not for Christmas. You can also grab some pecan maple bark, which is the popcorn flavor that they have at the Canadian popcorn cart. Grab your stamp while you're there too. Now, Canada, just like Mexico, is a show where I'd love to listen to all of it right now, but it's 25 minutes long. Those two shows themselves would take up an entire podcast. So here's some of the highlights from the Canadian Holiday Voyager.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us during this amazing holiday season. My name is Michelle, and as I said earlier, we are the Canadian Holiday Voyageurs. The last song you heard was a Canadian holiday favorite called The Christmas Jig. Now, my friends, the band and I have traveled from all the different parts of Canada in order to share with you our own unique regional holiday traditions. Because Canada is a nation of many different cultures, and each one of us tells a different part of the story. For instance, my friend Jason over here is from Alberta. And here's the type of music that you might hear from his part of the country during the holiday season. Let's go! Like tortilla, oh, yeah. And a great celebration.
I knew I would get lost.
What about Cab Noel?
Okay, thank you very much. Well, right when I'm eating the tortilla, I certainly hope that Pam Noel is going to give me something good. Now, who do you think Pam Noel is? Santa Claus, that's right. Well, whether you call him Santa Claus or Pam Noel, before he visits, it's time for Le Réveillon.
Yeah.
love the Canadian Holiday Voyagers. And I could listen to that entire set, but we don't have time. In fact, let's head a little south on a map to the American Adventure, where the Voices of Liberty are bringing their style to Christmas music. This is inside the American Adventure Pavilion as a pre-show to the American Adventure film. Listen in to the voices.
It's the happiest season of all seasons. There'll be parties for hosting.
Voices of Liberty are simply amazing. They perform daily during holidays around the world from 11:30 until 4 o'clock p.m. But that's not the only place you can hear the Voices of Liberty. The Voices of Liberty are also part of the Candlelight Processional. Simply an amazing must-see event if you are attending Epcot during the holiday season. A joyous retelling of the Christmas story by a celebrity narrator, accompanied by a 50-piece orchestra and a glorious mass choir. This is absolutely amazing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
absolutely amazing. And just when you thought the evening was finished, we get ready for Epcot's Nighttime Spectacular, Illuminations. If you haven't heard the story of Illuminations before, head back to the Disney Nerds Podcast, episode number 47. We did a Disney in Detail Illuminations, and we went through the history and the story. And we even included information on the holiday tags. And we played the original Christmas tag, which was narrated by Walter Cronkite. Now, a few years ago, that tag changed. It's new. And rather than me describe it, let's go ahead and listen to it. So you're listening to Illuminations in the background, where towards the end, you'll hear the ending finale, and then the Christmas tag picks up.
And now, at this special time, as we embrace the promise of a new year, we would like to share one final message.
Thank you.
cast for this evening's performance of Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, and special holiday finale.
Thank you so much for taking a trip around Epcot's Holidays Around the World 2015. Not only did I enjoy being there, but I also love sharing it with you. So thank you for listening, and thank you from all of us here at the Disney Nerds Podcast. You are why we do this. Keep in touch. Drop us an email. Sam, Jen, Jimmy, or Ed at the Disney Nerds. Questions at thedisneynerds.com. Don't forget the disneynerdspodcast.com. And don't forget the Facebook group where it all started, Disney Nerds, all capitals. Now, in a nerdy sort of way, I thought it was interesting listening to the post-Illuminations music. We're so used to hearing "We Go On" as we're leaving. But after the holiday tag, it's holiday music that continues. We'll listen to a little bit of that. We'll let it fade out. Thanks again for listening. And we'll see you next week when we talk about 2016 for crying out loud. Wow. See ya. Congolish.
I'm following that game.